He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Well, it's Thursday, December 17th, and Xavier DB did not practice for a second consecutive day. The linebacker tweaked his hamstring and groin in Sunday's game against the Tennessee Titans, which Gary Kubiak will talk more about him and how the offensive line is shaping up. But before we get to that, Texans fans, do not forget, the last home game of the regular season is on December 28th against the Chicago Bears, and it is Fan Appreciation Day presented by FSN. There will be lots of family fun activities, so bring out the entire gang.
I-72!
Rookie linebacker Xavier DB tweaked his hamstring and groin in Sunday's game against the Tennessee Titans. Is forced to leave the game, and replacing him was linebacker Morlon Greenwood. Now, if a DB cannot play in Sunday's game against the Oakland Raiders, Greenwood will replace him once again. Coach Gary Kubiak said that a DB is day-to-day. He has not practiced twice this week, but it will be a game-time decision.
He came in and played 40 plays and played very well and actually had a few tackles on special teams. I mean, that's Marlon. He's a pro, and, you know, he's taking care of his business. He's gotten, I would say Marlon's probably back to 100% or pretty close to it. So if Xavier can't go, I expect him to go in and play the way he's always.
There have been a lot of question marks surrounding the Texans' offensive line coming into the season. Well, first of all, there was a rookie left tackle in Dwayne Brown, and there was a new center in Chris Myers. Well, the Texans have really come together with their zone blocking scheme. The biggest thing they have to show for it is rookie running back Steve Slayton. Slayton ranks third in the AFC in rushing yards, and in the last three games, he's rushed for at least 100 yards. This is what Coach Gary Kubiak had to say about how the Texans' offensive line is shaping up.
Well, that's a mindset too, Megan. I mean, those guys as a group, and they won't leave the field. I mean, I know we've been fortunate, they've been healthy, but as a group, that's part of their bond. They're not going to leave the field. They're going to play together. And, you know, as I said from the start, they can become a strength of the team. And there's no doubt in my mind that they have kind of headed in that direction. And the longer those guys play together and work together and stay together, the better you'll.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no